Good morning. 7:09 a.m. on Monday, September the 26th, 2016. Hey. It's cold. It's cold. It's 44 degrees. There's no wind, thankfully. I'm thankful for there not being any wind. But, fall. We're here. It's fall. I'm bundled up. I should have brought gloves. I should have worn my windbreaker with the gloves in the pocket, so I would have gloves. But I didn't. I put on a fleece pullover and then my quilted lumberjack shirt. It's plenty warm. I am plenty warm at the body side. The fingers are cold, the nose is cold, and running, which you will undoubtedly be aware of as time goes on, like that. So, the last 18 hours or so have been a bit of a nail bite, and you won't get this until nail biting time is over, because I can't post it until the cleanup is done, because my host has been suspended. Somebody apparently got in and pretty much munged up everything, and I had to pay Bluehost to do a cleanup on aisle 9. So it's been a bit I don't know what the word is, nail bitey. On the one hand, the reality is that it doesn't, other than not having the ability to upload this thing today, there's really nothing on the website that I can't do without. I mean, I could survive without pretty much anything that's on the website. So there's nothing there that's particularly damaging if it should have to go away. And I'm giving really serious consideration to combining all the various websites after this. I've got a lot of blogs, I've got a lot of websites, I've got a lot of stuff that's scattered all over the place. And because of that, it creates more opportunities for people to get in and play with my bits in a mischievous, if not downright malicious manner. So we'll have to see. The big problem is that good morning. The big problem is that the backups, this has been around long enough that all of the backups are corrupted, infected, according to Bluehost. So, yeah, we wait and we see what happens when we come out on the other end. So, well, part of me knows there's nothing really magical about the content that's there. I would really like to have the history of the content that's there. I'd really like to have that digital trail. The reality is it really doesn't matter. It really is not that significant. Which in a lot of ways has been kind of freeing. It's like, okay, well, what if it comes back and they say, well, we did our best, but there was nothing we could do. We had to nuke your sites. Okay, we start over. We start rebuilding. We get rid of some redundancies. We get rid of... We get rid of the overly complex design that NathanLowell.com currently has. And while it's spiffy, it's also kind of a pain in the butt, because it has a lot of plugins, it has a lot of external pieces, there's a parent-child theme template. I'm trying to figure out what part of the child interfaces with what part of the parent so that I can fix the plugin that goes. Yeah, it's tedious. Exceptionally tedious. So I got up before sunrise this morning, and I posted a bonus photo on Google+. And because there were no clouds in the sky, and there are none, it's a crystal day, it's crystal clear. It was really kind of a non-event. It was kind of a... Yep, sun's up. I caught the upper edge of the corona as it cleared the horizon. The aperture on the phone is bigger than the aperture of my eye, the pupil. And so I was able to actually get the outer edge of the corona in the photograph before the sun really showed above the horizon, because of the difference in an aperture between the camera, which is still pretty small, and my eye. And I thought that was pretty interesting. It's like, really? The camera says the sun is up. My eye says it's not. And then I started thinking about it. It's like, oh, of course. I've seen this happen before. When I was living in Portland, Maine, I had an opportunity to photograph the lunar eclipse using a 500 millimeter telescope. And it had, as you might imagine, rather a large aperture. And the problem was, I knew where the moon was supposed to rise. I could actually point to the place where it was supposed to be, but it was overcast. The clouds were too thick to see the moon. And this was back in film days. This was back before I was shooting digital. This was back when I was using Tri-X black and white film. And so I knew it had to be there. I knew it had to be there because of the time. I knew it had to be there because of the direction. And I knew I had a pretty big piece of sky to shoot using the, even with a 500 millimeter. So I shot. And I waited a couple of minutes and I shot again. And I waited a couple of minutes and I shot again. When I got the film developed, when I took it back and ran it through the darkroom, I got pictures of the moon, because the aperture of the camera was big enough to look between the water droplets that made up the cloud. And it wasn't a clear picture of the moon, but it clearly showed the eclipse in progress as the moon came up over the horizon. Just at sunset. or just after sunset, actually. So, yeah, I've known about this phenomenon for many years now. I haven't lived in Portland for 30 years. So today's review, if it ever comes up, will be Glenn Stewart's Starship's Mage. And unfortunately, the peer reviewed is part of my regular hosting, so Monk Post. So I expect to go home and find a lot of people. Your peer-reviewed site is down. Yeah, I know. I'm hoping it's going to be up before noon. If it comes up by noon, it will be 24 hours since they took it down. And I'm hoping that it'll be time enough for them to go through and work their magic. Maybe I'll go home and find that the site is back up again and I won't get all of the, "Hey, your site's down," emails. I've had a couple. I haven't had very many. I hope I've kind of let that, made enough of a noise out in the other places where I am. I know the Golden Age of Solar Clipper fans all know. We've been discussing it and how much easier it would be to just nuke it from orbit and rebuild it. Except that I'm not sure that's true. I'm pretty sure that Bluehost had quite a lot of problems to deal with. They're usually pretty good on their live chat support. And, you know, it's like a minute or two. I think I've waited three. Yesterday it was 10 minutes. And so it sort of tells me that there's something going on that's a little more systemic than just my little place on the blade. So it could very well be that they've had a significant incursion event. And, yeah, they're going to charge me for fixing it, but you know, I know how much work this is. I know how much work it takes to uncruft a site once it's been crufted. I also know it might not be possible to recover it, which was not something that they said, but something I'm sort of girding myself for in case it happens. And they've got a lot of, I'm sure they have automated tools that will help them. I have a lot of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. Did I not slap the monk post, or did I slap it and forget? I don't know which is more likely, frankly. The sun is up now and it's glaring in my eyes, so I'm having difficulty here. I have to keep my head down to keep from being blinded. It's a beautiful day. Totally gorgeous. So you won't know about this until after I get my website back up and get this loaded and get everything taken care of. But I'm going to keep recording so that when the site comes up, when I get it back, it'll be there'll be content, new content for all of you hardcore fans to listen to. It's Monday. This Friday I'm going to do an interview with Mark Stevens of Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I got plenty of stuff to write. I've got an appointment this morning at 9 I have to go to. Just thinking ahead to the morning, to the day. Okay, it's not something you see beside the road every day. Empty model of Chivas Regal. I haven't seen geese this morning. I saw a couple when I was walking along. They were off in the distance to the west, but I haven't seen any since I got the recording going. Oh. I suppose I should check and make sure that I've got a hotel reservation for the end of the month when I have to go down to Mahai. There are a lot of grackles in a tree here somewhere. Oh, that tree. Right behind my house. Okay, well, be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.